top, Sampa the Great with OMG. It's 22 minutes past 8. Good morning. This is Weekend Brekkie. My name is Jess. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a good one so far. Got two wonderful producers here in the studio this morning so that we can take a look at some of the mischief we can get up to this weekend with our event guys.
Guys.
Donna, Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I clearly need to wake myself up a little bit more. But we've got some great events to talk about. So I'm going to kick things off this morning. We've each got an event to bring to the table and we'll be competing for the title of Growth Network. We're just giving you lots of good ideas.
Best event guide.
It's like the Hunger Games in here.
Why not?
So the Sydney Crime Writers Festival is on from the 6th of September to the 8th of September. So it's going to go all weekend this weekend. It's at the State Library of New South Wales. Now, this fantastic festival is created for the lovers amongst us of crime fiction and true crime. So over 3 days, BAD. Will host award-winning and best-selling authors, journalists and filmmakers, as well as professionals from the justice system, detectives, criminologists, psychologists. If they are involved in true crime or crime writing,
That's so exciting.
Isn't this one cool?
I think it's really interesting.
It's such a genre at the moment. I feel like it's really having its moment in the sun.
Yeah.
People are all about it. So tickets, it is a ticketed event. So we've got tickets ranging from $22 for concession or $25 for full price, which is a reasonable amount of money.
Yeah, I think that's good. And also with the Writers Festival, the Sydney Writers Festival that goes on every year, you get lots of different genres. But I love how this is specific to crime. You get a lot more out of it.
I feel like you're going to get some really in-depth conversations as well, especially with like professionals like criminologists, psychologists, detectives, writers, the whole kit and caboodle are going to be there. It is going to be a good one. I love true crime and I love crime fiction.
Yes.
I'm really into it. But isn't everyone?
Yeah.
Well, you got to be
everyone
here.
Everyone loves
it.
Ties back to the convict history, I suppose.
Right. We're all taking us, I guess. Exactly. But it's a really interesting festival. Now, who is next? Michael, what have you got?
Yep. So if you're a sports fan and you just can't get enough of rugby, you can't wait for the World Cup to come around, the Wallabies are having an exhibition taking on Samoa at Bankwest Stadium tonight in Parramatta.
Hey.
The test match will be the Wallabies' final game before heading off to the Rugby World Cup in Japan. The gates open at 5 p.m. and tickets range from 29 to 119 if you want the platinum seats.
Good grief.
I don't know if I'm that picky.
Yeah. Are they the same type of seat? When they say platinum seats, it's just a better view. It's like in the theatre, but it's actually the same type of seat. I think those platinum seats should be like gold class. You know, you get like a reclining chair. That'd be cool.
VIP box.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, why is every cool sporting event too happening in Japan over the next 12 months?
I don't know. It's pretty like, I guess it's got a sort of mysticism to it.
It's got like this football thing and then it's got the Olympics.
And they would do it really well. Like Japan can host.
Right. I feel like Japan is so cool and funky and fashion forward at the moment that it's just going to be a fun time.
It's
and they're making
so
all their
cool.
Olympic medals out of recycled phones and things.
Oh, nice.
Great. Recycled e-waste.
I don't know why they're hosting the World Cup though, because they are regarded as probably like the sort of bottom rung of rugby. Yeah, I think they've got the record for the worst score in history.
Oh no.
They played against New Zealand and they lost 145 to 23.
Talk about a one-sided game.
Yeah.
Like, 30-all would be a good score, but no, 145.
To 20-something.
Wow. But you know what? Let them play their part.
They've clearly just got the stadiums at the moment and they're having fun.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want to go to Japan?
Exactly.
Good food, good fashion, good times.
So fun, yeah.
Right, that's why, like, that's half the fun with these things.
And this is rugby union, not rugby league?
Correct,
Okay. Gotcha.
Couldn't tell you the difference.
Same.
Different men in shorts chasing a ball.
Pretty much to Jess and I.
Yeah.
Michael's got a bit more knowledge on that one.
No, it's all just people in shorts chasing balls. That's sport.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
Yeah. Or like people in long pants.
Or long pants, yeah.
Because we talked about the cricket before.
Yeah.
So I know the difference.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We got one last event. Donna, take us away.
Mm-hmm. So this one's in Blacktown. And it lets you get to know local artists at the Magnify Festival. And it's been going on actually since the 3rd of August, but it's going to be finishing up on the 15th of September.
So next weekend.
Yeah. So
you got to get in now.
You got to get in. It's a 7-week festival and there's lots of exciting performances and installations that you can have a look at. They've got film screenings, gigs, food, visual artworks all around. So in the showgrounds, restaurants, the laneways, even in nursing homes. So lots of fun things.
Oh, that's so nice.
I think it's really lovely to get the community involved. So then when you go and visit, you interact with the community as well.
Yeah.
And most of the events are free, but you need to make reservations online.
You've got two of my favorite four-letter F words in there, food and free.
Food and free.
Food and
double whammy.
Free. And yeah. Art too. That's a great one.
I think it's great to just walk around. Mm. And have a
good excuse to get out to Blacktown as well if you don't normally go out there as well.
Exactly.
Really good excuse to explore a different part of the city.
A different part, yeah.
I love this. Okay, so these are three fantastic events. Mm-hmm. So we've got the Sydney Crime Writers Festival at the State Library.
Yep.
We've got Wallabies versus Samoa in an exhibition match at Bankwest Stadium in Para. That's the one they've just done up, hey?
Yeah, I was just telling Jess and Michael, I live near there and I'm not leaving my house because whenever there's a game on...
Is it just...
It is. You can't move through. Yes, so many people.
They've done a good job, it looks like, with the stadium, though.
It's beautiful and that's why there's so many people going.
Okay.
So.
And then we've got the Magnify Festival happening out in Blacktown. We're going to pop